Amen. Happy Friday, y'all. You made it. Hey, I think we might have some visitors with us today, and so I just want to welcome you to Hope College. We're really glad you're here. And this morning, I want to introduce to you a friend of mine, Natalie Polanco. I see she has some other friends here as well. But Natalie has a heart that looks like Jesus. And her and Jesus really wrestled over this message this morning. So please welcome with me Natalie to the pulpit.
Thank you guys so much for being here. I'm so excited to be in front of you today. I never, ever imagined I would have this wonderful opportunity, but I'm here with so many of you, and life is just so full of surprises. I'm so honored to get to confide in you with one of my deepest wounds and lifelong struggles. But most importantly, I'm honored to share with you how the Lord has proclaimed healing and victory over me. I want to emphasize that this is a testimony of God's power, His Father heart, and His love. My hope today is that you recognize and continue to discover this in your own lives as I have recognized and continue to discover this in mine. For as long as I can remember, I have grappled with one of the most personal and important questions a person could ever ask himself or herself. Who am I? Well, if you could read my thoughts, this is what you would hear. I'm weak, ugly, boring, incompetent. I carry more weight than I want to, and my hair is a big curly mess. Looking at myself in the mirror was excruciatingly painful and dreadful. I was a prisoner of the cycle of comparison and self-degradation. I wished I could be anybody else but me. My self-esteem was on the floor, and my identity was completely unknown to me. However, I must say that I wore the mask very well. I walk around with a fake smile on my face as if joy was a part of me. Yet truthfully, I lived in a constant state of deep sadness and self-hate. No matter how hard I tried, I could not escape the lies of Satan. And eventually, I allowed such evil being to define me. Foolishly, I geared my anger toward the one who speaks truth rather than toward the destroyer of life. I accepted Satan's words as truth. I screamed at the Lord, "Why did you make me this way? Why can't I be beautiful, skinny, talented, and fun like everyone else? Why, God, am I this way?" Well, in Psalm 139, verses 13 through 14, David says, "For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well." Sadly, I did not know that full well. I'm fortunate to be surrounded by incredible people who see me for who I truly am. In high school, I had a great group of friends who daily spoke truth into my life. And here at Hope College, I have been privileged with many more. Although I did not accept their words of affirmation, the Lord was not giving up on me. On a beautiful day towards the end of my sophomore year, I believe, I decided to go to Holland State Park and spend time with Jesus by the lake. There were only a few more people at a distance, which was great because I needed time alone. Once there, I found a spot by the rocks, sat down, and closed my eyes. I felt the pain in my heart. The wounds of my insecurities ached. As a result, I desperately cried. To my surprise, I was not alone. Even though I know that God is always with me, I have never felt Him so close as I did in that moment. I heard Him speak to my heart. In a soft whisper, He said, "You are my precious pearl." What? Me, precious? Yeah. If you know me at all, you know that at that moment, I was bawling my eyes out. On my way back from the beach, I decided to share this with a friend. And he happened to say that there is a verse somewhere in the Bible that refers to pearls. I wanted to know more. So the moment I got home, I sat down with my laptop and did some research. Matthew 13, verses 45 to 46 says, "Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant seeking beautiful pearls, who, when he had found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had and bought it." Wow. I am in awe by the power of those words. I realize that they can be interpreted in many ways, depending on one's situation. However, to me, at that specific moment, this was the message. God is the merchant, and I am the beautiful pearl. Once he found me, he gave his one and only son, Jesus Christ, in order to have me. The true beauty of this verse is that it refers to each and every one of you. You are precious pearls, and the merchant has already sold everything to have you. Do not let Satan chain you to his lies as I did. He told me that I was not worthy, that I was not able. He attacked me inside and out, and still today, he continues to do so. He wanted to keep me from my Father, the Almighty Creator. He wanted to keep me from the one who sold all that he had in order to buy the pearl. My time at Hope has been a time of healing. With his soothing words, the Lord has been reminding me that I am fearfully and wonderfully made, that I am his daughter, the daughter of a king. I'm indeed worthy and able. I am beautiful, I am talented, and I am free. That chains that for years were holding me down are now broken. And now, I get to live out my identity, the one that the Lord gave me as his precious pearl. This does not mean that it is easy, that I have figured it out, because it's definitely not true. The enemy is constantly trying to pull us away from experiencing the greatness of God and from walking in our true identities. However, the good news is that we're not alone. We have the Almighty Creator pursuing us unconditionally, and we must understand that he already won the battle. The enemy has no place in our minds or hearts, and he certainly does not have ownership of our identity. Remember who you belong to, the beauty of his creation, and what he has done for you. You are precious. I am precious. I want to invite all of you to embrace who you are as sons and daughters of Christ the Lord. If you have ever felt, or if you do at this moment, the same way that I have felt before, I encourage you to seek freedom. Do not let the pain and lies consume you, but allow the Lord to show you how he sees you. Surround yourselves with people who speak truth into your lives and who recognize the beautiful image of God in you. Pray with me. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for your unconditional love and grace. Even though we are so undeserving, you never fail us, and you always pursue us. Today I ask that you give each of us your eyes to see ourselves and each other the way that you see us, the way that you created us. I ask that our minds and hearts are filled with your truth and courage to walk in who we are in you. Allow us to have an encounter and experience with you today. Meet us where we are, Lord. In your glorious name, Amen. Go in peace.